AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Target's 26-week trend signal nears the high while volume refuses to confirm. Target finished the week at $139.60, just 3.3% below its 52-week high, but the latest advance came on only 0.9 times 13-week average volume. Research brief. Target's weekly profile remains constructive, with price above both the ShareMaestro trend line and fair value, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. The constraint is participation. Volume is below both the 13-week and 52-week baselines, while the stock trades at an 18.1% fair value premium. Key points. 1. TGT rose 3.3% for the week, 6.8% over 4 weeks, and 9.0% over 12 weeks, closing at $139.60. 2. The trend backdrop is active for a 26th week, with price 16.5% above the $119.90 trend line and 18.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $118.20. 3. Volume of 21.5 million shares was 0.9 times the 13-week average and 0.7 times the 52-week average, leaving confirmation short of emphatic. 4. Within U.S. discount stores, Target ranked third for the week and fourth over both 4 and 12 weeks, with industry trend breadth at only 33.3%. 5. The main watch point is whether activity pressure and volume improve as the stock trades 3.3% below its 52-week high of $144.40. Weekly price action stays constructive near the top of the range. Target Corporation closed the latest completed week at $139.60, up 3.3%, taking its 4-week gain to 6.8% and its 12-week return to 9.0%. The longer tape is stronger still, with a 27.9% 26-week advance and a 40.8% 52-week return. The close sits at 92.3% of the 52-week range and only 3.3% below the $144.40 high, keeping the stock in a high-range position rather than a recovery phase. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active for a 26th consecutive week. Price is 16.5% above the weekly trend line at $119.90 and 18.1% above ShareMaestro fair value at $118.20. That premium is evidence of demand, but it also raises the hurdle for fresh confirmation. The closer TGT trades to its high with a wide valuation gap, the more important participation and pressure become. Sector support is broad enough, but discount store signals are selective. Target is in the consumer defensive sector and the U.S. discount stores industry, a group where the broader context is positive, but not uniform. Consumer defensive stocks in the ShareMaestro universe averaged a 0.3% weekly gain, 3.9% over 4 weeks, and 3.1% over 12 weeks. Sector trend breadth is balanced at 50.0%. Market dynamics breadth is stronger at 59.0%, while positive relative strength breadth is thinner at 34.0%. Within U.S. discount stores, Target's 3.3% weekly return exceeded the industry average of 1.3%, and its 6.8% 4-week move also beat the group's 2.5% average. Industry trend breadth is only 33.3%, which makes TGT's active trend state more distinctive. Peer context is mixed. Dollar General and BJ's Wholesale had stronger 1-week gains, while Dollar Tree leads over 12 weeks. But Target is one of the group members, showing a cleaner combination of active trend, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. Momentum and signal state are positive, without a fresh trigger. The signal stack is constructive, rather than newly urgent. Trend is active, activity pressure is positive, at 0.45, and relative strength is positive, at 19.38. The market dynamics read supports the move, and the next week expectancy is positive at 56.71% based on similar historical setup states. The composite score of 77 keeps the profile in the stronger part of the ShareMaestro ranking set, with Target in the 82.6 percentile among U.S. consumer defensive peers. Still, the activity pressure signal is marked as no fresh buy, which matters after a strong 6-month move. The latest data supports trend continuation, but not a clean acceleration signal. That distinction is important because price is already well above both trend and fair value, leaving less room for passive confirmation and more reliance on fresh demand evidence. Volume is the weak link as volatility runs above its base rate. The latest week's volume was 21.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 24.4 million, and the 52-week average of 31.6 million. At 0.9 times the recent baseline and 0.7 times the one-year baseline, participation did not match the strength of the price move. Earlier advances in the period did come with larger volume, including 49.2 million shares in late May and 26.1 million in late June. But the most recent push was quieter. Risk is not flashing a dominant top-level cluster, yet the distribution is not one-sided. Over the 52-week window, Target has recorded 28 positive weeks and 24 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.7% and average losses of 2.8%. Recent weekly volatility of 4.6% is above the 52-week base rate of 3.9%. So a near-high close with muted volume leaves the stock exposed to sharper rotation if activity pressure fades. What to watch next? The key test is whether Target can challenge the $144.40 high with better participation. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide a stronger confirmation of demand than the latest 0.9 times reading. Activity pressure is the near-term gauge for whether the move is being reinforced or simply drifting higher within an established trend. The trend line at $119.90 remains the main weekly regime reference, while fair value at $118.20 frames how far current pricing has moved beyond the model baseline. A continued hold near the high with improving pressure would support the existing setup. A loss of pressure on below average volume would make the 18.1% fair value premium and above base volatility more relevant to risk assessment. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.